We've been hearing from listeners about where they were on this day.
Hello?
On this 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, we've been calling listeners to hear their stories of where they were when they heard the news.
My name is Ann O'Connell. I had just picked up my mother as I returned to my hometown in upstate New York in order to plan my wedding, which was the following Saturday. The happiness of that time was disrupted immediately, and the following week was nothing short of a nightmare. To make things even worse, we were off to Ireland for our honeymoon. Everywhere we went in Ireland, the Irish people blamed us and the American people for killing our president.
My name is Ingrid Smart. I live on a small farm outside Saline, Michigan. I was in swimming class when the teachers began screaming at us to get out of the pool and sit on a line on the pool deck. As we shivered, one of the teachers came and announced that the president was dead, which convinced me that the world was ending. I lived in a suburb of Detroit, and I remembered adults around me talking about the likelihood of the Cuban missile being aimed at us. I thought there was a good chance that I would not wake up the next morning.
My name is Gary Way. I was sitting in geometry class at West High in Manchester, New Hampshire. The teacher was called from the room. When she came back holding back tears, she told us that the president had been assassinated. We were stunned, and it was only a few minutes later that school was dismissed early, and we went home.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann Russo-Stody from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was an eighth grader at Holy Trinity School in Norfolk, Virginia, reading the diary of Anne Frank when Father Warner's voice came over the intercom and told us the president had been shot and killed. Sister Angelina had us all kneel down and recite the Lord's Prayer. We were all in shock, and all the girls were crying. When I was around 6 or 7 in 1957, I saw a picture of an African-American on the front page, strung up and with KKK carved into his chest. I was horrified that such a group of people existed in the United States. The KKK carved into his chest. It was, being a naive child. But by 1963, I'd been watching nightly news reports of the violence against African-Americans and whites who tried to register them to vote in the South. It was so shocking. Despite all of that, I was completely unprepared for the assassination. It was just the most shocking thing that you can imagine. If you were alive and you remember it, it's something that will never, ever leave you.